trust must be rebuilt over time. Forgiveness is based on grace. Trust is built on works. You earn trust. You don't earn forgiveness. Forgiveness is built on grace. And so the difference is a lot of people don't want to forgive because they think, if I forgive them, I've got to trust them again. No, that's a whole different issue. Let me say it again. Forgiving a person does not mean you have to trust them. That means they have to earn the trust.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Prayer of Release.
Resentment is self-torture. It is a self-inflicted wound. Whenever you're resentful, whenever you're holding a grudge, whenever you get bitter, it always hurts you more than the person you're bitter against. In fact, they're not even thinking about it. They hurt you in the past. They've forgotten about it. They've gone on with their life. And you're still worrying about something that happened a year ago, 10 years ago, or maybe when you were a child. They're not even thinking about it. Your past is past, and it can't hurt you anymore unless you hold on to it. And if you allow people to hurt you in your past, from your past to continue to hurt you in your present, that's stupid. That's dumb. The people who hurt you in your past, they can't hurt you anymore. The only way they can hurt you is if you hold on to the hurt. And holding on to the hurt is called resentment. And it always hurts you. It's self-torture. Job says this in Job chapter 5, verse 2, to worry yourself to death with resentment. In other words, I wish they hadn't done that, and I'm so mad at them, it would be a foolish, senseless thing to do. It doesn't work. Resentment is self-torture. You're only hurting yourself. You know, in this story that Jesus told, when the king hears about this servant who he's forgiven $12 million, and it's reported to him that he's out choking people over $17, he is furious. The king is ticked. He is livid. And he has this servant come back in before him. And here's what he says, "You contemptible and wicked servant. I forgave and released you." This is the prayer of release. "And I canceled your great debt. Shouldn't you have shown mercy and released your debtor just as I did with you?" And in wrath, the king sent him to the jailers to be tortured in the torture chamber. Now, this is really interesting. The word jailers there in Greek is the word basanis tasse. Basanis tasse in Greek, and it literally means torturers. And he says, "Okay, if that's the way you're going to be grabbing everybody else and choking them by the throat after I've forgiven you all that $12 million, okay, let the guy be tortured." What's the point of the story? Resentment is torture. It hurts you on the inside. When you get resentful, when you carry bitterness in your heart, it is an emotional Abu Ghraib. It is a prison that's going to torment you. And it's a self-imposed prison. Nobody else is making you miserable. You're making yourself miserable because you won't let that hurt go. You keep holding on to it and nursing it and grudging it and say, "I'll never forgive," and on and on. And it torments your mind and it tortures your body and it eats away at you like a cancer. Resentment is far worse than cancer. It'll eat you alive. Cancer can be cured. But resentment can't until you let it go and destroys your peace and happiness. Fact is, it can actually even make you sick. I read this medical study published in Heart Circulation magazine reported that people who carry resentment, listen to this, if you're mad at somebody and you won't let them off the hook, you're in trouble physically. People who carry resentment are twice as likely to have a stroke. Twice as likely to have a stroke. Three times more likely to have a heart attack, or three times more likely to have bypass surgery, and four times more likely to have unhealthy levels of cholesterol. What's he saying there in that study? He's saying it's not what you eat, it's what eats you.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First. As our thank you for your financial support, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
I read the other day here, I read this medical study published in Heart Circulation Magazine reported that people who carry resentment, listen to this, if you're mad at somebody and you won't let them off the hook, you're in trouble physically. People who carry resentment are twice as likely to have a stroke. Twice as likely to have a stroke. Three times more likely to have a heart attack, or three times more likely to have bypass surgery, and four times more likely to have unhealthy levels of cholesterol. What's he saying there in that study? He's saying it's not what you eat, it's what eats you. That's what's making you sick. And you say, well, that burns me up. Well, it is. It's burning you up on the inside. In another study, Stanford researchers linked carrying a grudge to higher levels of diabetes and carrying a grudge to higher levels of cancer. And here was the direct quote. There is an enormous physical cost to holding on to anger. You weren't made by God to carry resentment around in your heart. That's why the Bible says this up here on the screen. Some men stay happy until the day they die, and others have no happiness at all. They live and die with bitter hearts. So let me ask you, what hurtful memory are you holding on to? What is it, what memory tortures you every time you think about it? That person who hurt you and you're still mad at them. And what is it that every time you think about it, it torments you, it tortures you? Friends, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You got to let it go. You got to learn how to pray the prayer of release. Forgive us our debts as we forgive everybody who's indebted to us, everybody who's hurt us, everybody who's been mean to us. I have to learn to forgive because God has forgiven me and because resentment is self-torture. There's one other reason. Number 3, I have to release them because I need forgiveness every day. And the Bible teaches very clearly that we cannot receive what we are unwilling to give. You want to be forgiven? The Bible says you need to be forgiving. That's what the Lord's Prayer says. Forgive us our sins as much as we forgive everybody else. Do you really want to pray that? God, I want you to forgive me as much as I forgive them. That's what the Lord's Prayer is. I want you to forgive me as much as I forgive everybody else. You see, forgiveness is a lifestyle. It's not just something you do one time. You need it every day of your life. You got to ask for forgiveness. You've got to accept forgiveness from God and from others. And you've got to offer forgiveness. Forgiveness must be constant and it must be continual. It must be enjoyed and it must be employed. You receive it because you mess up a lot and you need it and you enjoy forgiveness, but you've got to employ it too. You've got to give it to other people, constant and continual. One time a person came to John Wesley and said, "You know that person? I could never forgive them." And Wesley said, "Then I hope you never sin." Because the Bible says we will be forgiven as much as we forgive. Don't burn the bridge you've got to cross in order to get into heaven. You need to forgive in order to get forgiveness. It's a two-way street. In fact, in Jesus' story, the king treats the servant exactly the way the servant treats the other guy. In fact, here's what Jesus said. He concludes the story with this. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart." Now, what does it mean? He says, forgive your brother, notice, from the heart, not just from the head, not just in intellectual forgiveness, yeah, I forgive him, and emotional forgiveness. You let it go. You forgive him with your heart and your head, emotionally and intellectually. Did you know that the Bible says love keeps no record of wrongs? Guy was talking to his friend and he said, "You know, I got home and I had an argument with my wife last night and she just got historical." He said, "Don't you mean hysterical?" He said, "No, she told me everything I'd ever done wrong." That's called scoreboarding. Okay? Who are you keeping score on? They did it again. And he said, "I'll forgive them, but I won't forget it." That's scoreboarding. How do I release my hurt? In other words, what do I do with my anger against this person? Number one, I leave it to God. I leave it to God. What does that mean? I'm saying, "Okay, God, I'm not going to try to get even. I'm going to let you settle the score. I'm going to let you handle the justice. I'm going to let you do whatever you need to do, and I relinquish my right to get even. I have a right to get even with this person who hurt me. But I'm not going to." And the Bible says this in Romans 12:19. "Never avenge yourselves." Circle this. Leave that to God. Leave that to God. For he has said he will repay those who deserve it. Oh, and by the way, who has a better arsenal to repay? You or God? Who can settle the score better? You or God? Oh, I thank God. If I have to choose whether I'm going to get back or I'll let God be a God of justice, I'm going to let God be a God of justice. And I leave it to God. Now, let me explain what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness does not mean the instant restoration of trust. Not at all. Forgiveness is instant. Trust must be rebuilt over time. Forgiveness is based on grace. Trust is built on works. You earn trust. You don't earn forgiveness. Forgiveness is built on grace. And so the difference is a lot of people don't want to forgive because they think, if I forgive them, I've got to trust them again. No, that's a whole different issue. Let me say it again. Forgiving a person does not mean you have to trust them. That means they have to earn the trust. If a woman is being abused, battered, beaten by her husband, and she kicks him out of the house, which is a good thing at that point. You don't have to put up with abuse. You don't have to put up with that. And she kicks him out of the house and says, "Get your act together." If he comes back and says, I'm really sorry. Will you forgive me? She has to forgive him. It's not optional. She does not have to let him back in the house. Yet. Forgiveness is instant. It's undeserved. And why do we forgive? Not because he deserves it. We forgive because I don't want to carry the hurt. I don't want to carry the torture. I don't want to carry the torment. You forgive not because they deserve it. You forgive for your own sake so you don't carry the pain. So she says, I forgive you. Will you let me back in the house? Nope, that's a different issue. That has to be rebuilt. Forgiveness is not the restoration of trust. Forgiveness is not resuming a relationship with no change. Somebody's in a relationship and their partner or their husband or wife or whoever, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, is dealing with drugs or dealing with alcohol and or whatever. And they mess up and they say, will you forgive me? Yes. Yes, I will forgive you. But now do we go back the way it was? No, that's not at all what we do. Not at all. Forgiveness and a restoration of a relationship are two different things. Forgiveness is only on your part, whether they respond or not, whether they ask for it or not, whether they even recognize they need it or not. You forgive for your sake. Restoration of a relationship takes far more than forgiveness. It takes repentance, it takes restitution, and it takes a rebuilding of trust. And that can take a longer time. They are not the same thing. But a lot of people think, well, I can't forgive them because it would mean I'd have to go back to the same old way. No, not at all. But you leave it to God. How do I release my heart? I leave it to God. Second, I heal it with grace. I heal it with grace. Friends, the only cure for your hurting heart, the only cure to get this person out of the mind, out of controlling you. And by the way, if you're still holding on to resentment, they're controlling you. Have you ever said, you make me so mad? What you're admitting at that point is, you are controlling me. Listen to those words. You make me mad. You have the ability to control my emotions. When you say you make me mad, you are admitting they are controlling you. And the only way you get this person out of your mind and heart and not controlling you anymore is you heal it with grace. God's grace. Hebrews 12:15 says this, be careful that none of you fails to respond to the grace which God gives you. He says, if God gives you grace and forgiveness, you offer it to others. For if he does, if you fail, there can very easily spring up in him a bitter spirit. And we've all seen people with a bitter spirit, which is bad, not only bad in itself, he says, but it can also poison the life of many others. Have you ever known a family where a bitter mom poisoned the whole family? You ever known a family where a bitter dad poisoned the whole family? Yeah. He said bitterness is contagious. And actually, bitterness can become generational. And somebody has to break the chain, and it better be you. My parents are bitter because their parents are bitter because their parents are bitter, and I'm going to break the chain. And there's only one way to break it. Heal it with grace. Friends, if you don't get God's grace in your life, life will make you bitter. Because I don't know if you figured this out or not, but life isn't fair. It's not. God never said it was fair. The Bible doesn't say it's fair. In fact, life is very unfair. Why? Because sin is in the world. We live on a broken planet. This is not heaven. This is earth. Life is not fair. That's why I believe in heaven and I believe in hell. One day God's going to settle the score. Evil people get away with murder all the time. Go read the book of Ecclesiastes. Talks about life's not fair. And if you don't get grace in your heart, it's going to make you bitter. It is the grace of God that gives you forgiveness. Now, why do we talk about the grace of God? Because you don't deserve God's forgiveness. You don't. You don't deserve for God's forgiveness, but Jesus paid for it with his life. It wasn't fair that you were forgiven. It's not fair that you don't have to pay for your sins. But it's not about fairness. It's about grace. The Bible says this here on the cross, on the screen. Christ carried our sins in his body on the cross. You've seen crosses all around this auditorium and also outside. Christ carried our sins in his body on the cross. That wasn't fair. He hadn't done anything wrong. Why did he have to die? He did it for us, so that we would stop living for sin and start living for what is right. And you are healed because of his wounds. What Jesus did on the cross has paid for all your sins to heal all the hurts in your heart. Now, friends, forgiveness is free, but it is not cheap. It cost Jesus his life. It cost God his Son. And as Jesus was dying on his cross with his arms outstretched and the blood was dripping down, he was saying, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He was saying, I love you. 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 He was saying, they don't deserve it. They don't even know what they're doing. But Father, forgive them. I leave it to God. I heal it with grace. There's one other thing that I need to do with my hurt. And with that hang up, I need to nail it to the cross.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, The Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Pastor Rick has a very important announcement for all pastors and church leaders about an event this June 28th through 30th.
Did you know that nearly 500,000 pastors and church leaders from all around the world have attended the Purpose-Driven Church Leadership Training? This June 28th to 30th, I've updated this 3-day conference, adding in all that I've learned in the past decade of study and practical experience. And I'm going to share new insights that'll save you from the mistakes that I made, teach you new skills that'll increase your effectiveness, and give you new hope for your ministry and for your church. You know, you've probably heard people say, it's wise to learn from experience. But I want to say, it's even wiser to learn from the experiences of others. Now, the event's almost sold out. So I want you to go to pd.church to reserve spots for your team today. Or you can order your online pass for live streaming it directly to your congregation if you're not able to be with us or it sells out. I hope you'll join us. God bless you.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.